When I hear the word perseverance, I think of persistence. The kind of persistence that it takes to put a tiny bead on a needle and attach it to a piece of cloth. Once, twice, 100 times, 1,000 times. Until those beads come together to make a full-bodied costume with vibrant colors and intricate designs. A costume that is worn once, maybe, in a parade. And then they begin all over again. The persistence of the Red Flame Hunters looks like youth getting together with each other every day for 6 to 7 hours after school, 11 to 12 months a year, to do beading and sewing together. But they are a part of a line of persistent people, the Mardi Gras Indians. Historically, there was no way for people of color to participate in Mardi Gras. So the different neighborhoods formed themselves into the tribes of Mardi Gras. And they held their own parade, the Tribes Parade, never publishing where or when it would be held, specifically so that it could happen. It was their way to say, we will be a part of this celebration. This is our culture too. And we will teach our children to see the beauty in it. That, to me, is the absolute definition of perseverance. When people find a way where there was no way. The Red Flame Hunters come from this rich tradition of Mardi Gras tribes. This group of African American youth from the 7th Ward in New Orleans who come together almost daily to just be with one another and encourage one another in the beauty that they find in their culture and in themselves. They sing, they dance, they persist, and they persevere. As one Red Flame Hunter puts it, we want to show everybody the hard work, the dedication, and frustration and concentration that we put into making our suits every year.